实战演练。
Section A，
夯实基础。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
Ah, I forgot that it's Halloween.
You had better make sure you have something ready when the kids come.
Last year I forgot to buy candy, and they threw eggs at my house.
Text 2.
When can I get out of the bed and go back to my work?
As soon as your temperature goes back to normal. Text 3.
You ought to see a doctor about that cough.
I guess I should. I've been putting it off for days. Text 4. How about this restaurant?
It is a very good one. In fact, you can't find a better one in this city.
Text 5. Oh, the patient's situation is rather serious. I hope our doctor can cure him soon.
The doctor must be able and capable.Let's hope for the best.
Text 5. 请第六段材料回答第六七题。
Hello, young man. What's troubling you?
I'm not feeling quite myself now.
How long have you been like this?
Since yesterday evening.
Do you have a temperature?
Yes, I think so.
Please open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
Don't worry, young man. It's nothing serious. You've just caught a cold. I'll give you some medicine. Take it 3 times a day. Drink plenty of water and take a good rest. You'll be all right soon.
Thank you, doctor.
Hello, young man. What's troubling you?
I'm not feeling quite myself now.
How long have you been like this?
Since yesterday evening.
Do you have a temperature?
Yes, I think so.
Please open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
Don't worry, young man. It's nothing serious. You've just caught a cold. I'll give you some medicine. Take it 3 times a day. Drink plenty of water and take a good rest. You'll be all right soon.
Thank you, doctor.
请第七段材料回答第八九题。
Elizabeth Martin speaking.
Dr. Martin, my name is Mark Johnson. My roommate Benjamin Jones is in your art history class. Art history 502?
Yes.
Well, he is sick and won't be in your class today. He asked me to bring his term paper to your office.
Okay, the paper is due by 3 o'clock.
I have a class from 1 to 2. I'll bring it to your office after my class.
Well, I have a meeting this afternoon, so you can drop it off with the secretary of the art history department. She'll see that I get it. Elizabeth Martin speaking.
Dr. Martin, my name is Mark Johnson. My roommate Benjamin Jones is in your art history class. Art history 502?
Yes.
Well, he is sick and won't be in your class today. He asked me to bring his term paper to your office.
Okay. The paper is due by 3 o'clock.
I have a class from 1 to 2. I'll bring it to your office after my class.
Well, I have a meeting this afternoon, so you can drop it off with the secretary of the art history department. She'll see that I get it.
Hi, Tess. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Hi, Tom. I don't have much to do. Why?
Shall we go for a picnic tomorrow? Let's go to National Park. It's beautiful there.
A good idea. When shall we start?
At 6 in the morning. I've got some drinks and several kinds of food.
Good. I've just bought some bread, and I'll go to buy a roast duck. We'll certainly have a good time.
Wonderful. Shall we ask Jack and Mary?
Okay. They are free tomorrow, too. I think they would be glad to go with us. Will you tell them about it?
I'm sorry. I'm going to a birthday party this evening, so it would be kind of you to do it.
All right.
Hi, Tess. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Hi, Tom. I don't have much to do. Why?
Shall we go for a picnic tomorrow? Let's go to National Park. It's beautiful there.
A good idea. When shall we start?
At 6 in the morning. I've got some drinks and several kinds of food.
Good. I've just bought some bread, and I'll go to buy a roast duck. We'll certainly have a good time.
Wonderful. Shall we ask Jack and Mary?
Okay. They are free tomorrow, too. I think they would be glad to go with us. Will you tell them about it?
I'm sorry. I'm going to a birthday party this evening, so it would be kind of you to do it.
All right.
How about going out to eat now? My treat tonight.
No, thanks. I usually cook at home.
Don't you think restaurant food is really tasty? We can try different foods from all over the world.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Why? Do you consider restaurant food unhealthy?
Well, some restaurant food is very healthy, but many restaurants provide foods from other countries. Some food products can be polluted during transport. So, I don't like going out to eat at restaurants.
Where do you usually buy fruits and vegetables? From the supermarket?
I hardly buy food from the supermarket or grocery stores. I like visiting local farms and buying food there. I also often visit local farmers' markets.
In this case, you can often eat fresh and healthy fruits and vegetables.
You're right. They're not only fresh and healthy, but also cause little pollution.
How about going out to eat now? My treat tonight?
No, thanks. I usually cook at home.
Don't you think restaurant food is really tasty? We can try different foods from all over the world.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Why? Do you consider restaurant food unhealthy?
Well, some restaurant food is very healthy, but many restaurants provide foods from other countries. Some food products can be polluted during transport, so I don't like going out to eat at restaurants.
Where do you usually buy fruits and vegetables? From the supermarket?
I hardly buy food from the supermarket or grocery stores. I like visiting local farms and buying food there. I also often visit local farmers' markets.
In this case, you can often eat fresh and healthy fruits and vegetables.
You're right. They're not only fresh and healthy, but also cause little pollution.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Recently, the term health has a wider meaning than it used to. It no longer means just the absence of illness. Today, health means the well-being of your body, your mind, and your relationship with other people. In talking about this, we often use another term, quality of life. Quality of life is the degree of satisfaction a person gets from life. Why do people think more of quality of life than just the absence of disease? One reason for this has something to do with the length and the conditions of life that people can now expect. Medical advances have made it possible for people today to live longer and healthier lives. Imagine that you were born in the year 1900, and you could have expected, on average, to live until about the age of 47. But if you were born in the year 1999, you could expect to live to the age of 75.
Recently, the term health has a wider meaning than it used to. It no longer means just the absence of illness. Today, health means the well-being of your body, your mind, and your relationship with other people. In talking about this, we often use another term, quality of life. Quality of life is the degree of satisfaction a person gets from life. Why do people think more of quality of life than just the absence of disease? One reason for this has something to do with the length and the conditions of life that people can now expect. Medical advances have made it possible for people today to live longer and healthier lives. Imagine that you were born in the year 1900 and you could have expected, on average, to live until about the age of 47. But if you were born in the year 1999, you could expect to live to the age of 75.